Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, as all of you well know, this past Sunday we celebrated the solemnity of Pentecost and remembered the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples. It was the end, then, of the Easter season, but it was also the fulfillment of a promise that Jesus made at the Last Supper to his disciples, that once he had departed from them physically, from this world, he would send another advocate, a Holy Spirit, which would remind them of all that he had taught them and would bring them to all truth. And not only was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit the fulfillment of our Lord's promise, it also was the completion of his mission to the world upon which he had been sent by his heavenly Father. For that outpouring of the Holy Spirit was the indication that the work that our Lord accomplished in his lifetime here, historically, on this earth, would continue in all of its power and promise throughout the entire world, in any place and in any time. That his mission was, in a sense, everlasting, but would now be accomplished through the presence of the Holy Spirit within his body, now the Church. It was also a fulfillment of our Lord to grant life abundantly. And that life granted abundantly is really known only in the Holy Spirit. What that life looks like, how we can understand if we are living it. That abundant life included not only this life on earth, but a life that would stretch into eternity in the coming of the kingdom. And we know, if in fact we possess that Spirit, by remembering the second reading from the Feast of Pentecost, when Paul was writing to the Galatians, Paul in that letter makes a very important and interesting difference between living in the Spirit and living in the flesh. Some people, I think, mistake this for a division between body and soul, but that's not what Paul had in mind. What Paul called the Spirit in the flesh were two different and opposing ways by which to look at life and live life with certain expectations. If you live according to the flesh, St. Paul says, you live according to a reality that will end, that will decay, fall apart, and then simply cease to exist with natural death. Whereas the Spirit is the enlivening principle. If you live by the Spirit, you live a life that continues for all eternity, that gives the deepest satisfaction. And in that passage from the letter to the Galatians, St. Paul tells us this is the way you know if you are living according to the flesh or according to the Spirit. He says if you are living according to the flesh, you are beset with all sorts of difficulties, dissension, envy, hatred, immorality. But if you live by the Spirit, you live in peace, love, hope, graciousness, and generosity. But this gift of the Holy Spirit given to us that we might continue to live that life abundant that our Lord promised, raises the question that I think all of us should ask and meditate on very deeply. What makes a life worth living? And when we ask this question, a large number of other questions start to come up. How do we define a successful life? A life that is fulfilling and important. How do we spend our time and energy? Where do we put our deepest hopes? How do we prepare to fulfill the life that is given to us in the Holy Spirit and proclaimed by Jesus himself? And what are the underlying motives for what we do in our daily living and throughout our lives? We ask some other fundamental questions. Why we are here? What are we to do? Where are we going? How do we get there? And when Paul made that difference between the flesh and the spirit, he wanted us to think very deeply on those principles in which we root our life and our existence. Obviously, as creatures, as human persons, we are body and soul. We live in a natural world, a material world. We have to be concerned by how we live, how our material needs are met. But do we subordinate these to a larger issue? And that is our spiritual life. Do we see our concern for maintenance of our spiritual needs as a context and a foundation that will allow us the freedom to pursue that spiritual reality that we wish to live by in the Spirit of Jesus Christ? And that means that we have to consider what the work is that we do and to what is it contributing. Is it encouraging and supporting our spiritual reality, our destiny as sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father? Or does it tend to obscure them? Does it take so much of our attention, our concern, our time, and our energy that the spiritual realities fade from us, and in fading from us, may simply disappear entirely? Both Pope St. John Paul II and Benedict XVI were constantly reminding us that the great danger of our own time is to forget the reality of God. And in forgetting the reality of God, we will come to forget the reality of the human person. Body and soul, placed here on this earth to make it fruitful, but also to give us that open space by which we can pursue our spiritual reality. So as we consider the great gift of the Holy Spirit, having celebrated Pentecost and having realized how the life of Christ and his presence among us continues in the gift of the Spirit, how then are we to orient our life? There was something that Mary, Queen of Scots, famously said when she faced her own execution and her own death. She said, "In my end is my beginning." And what I think she meant by that is, in my earthly death is the beginning of my eternal life. And therefore it is a reality to be faced with some courage. But a very famous poet turned that around, in which he said, "In my end is my beginning." That is, if I know where I am going, then I begin to live a life that is appropriate to my dignity. And understanding what our destiny is, we can understand more clearly how we shape a successful life, a life that truly reflects our human dignity, reflects the hope that we have in eternity. And it allows us day to day to make those choices that will come to support that reality. And in understanding this, that in realizing what our end is, that is not simply the terminus, but the purpose of it, of our life, allows us then to ask some further very important questions. One of them that has long concerned me, because it was very much a part of my life, is the education of the young. What do we teach the young? Do we teach them things in order simply to get a job? Or are we teaching them those characteristics of life and virtue that will allow them to attain eternal life? And in aiming toward eternal life, come to understand our life here on earth. I suspect that in understanding our purpose, our end, our dignity, our role as creatures of a loving God, we come to understand a little more clearly our responsibility to the creation around us, the creation that sustains us, that assists us on our way to that eternal life. And striving to attain eternal life, realizing the spiritual realities we need to pursue, allows us also to realize what we are to do here on earth with our work and with our concern. A second question that comes up in the education of the young is to give them tools by which to assess our life as we face the last reality of our earthly life, that is, our death. How do we prepare for a new creation? How do we prepare to work with and deal with the inevitable maturation and decline of our earthly existence? How do we face that? I often ask, how do others remember us? Very rarely, after a person has died, are people talking about how the deceased amassed wealth or built material reality about him. They most often remember his qualities as a person, his generosity perhaps, or his loving nature, or his sense of humor. And in fact, remembering that we have but a short time on this earth is a goad for us to fill it with those things most important to our happiness and to our eternal life. We remember that all flesh will fail. And I mean this in the sense that St. Paul talked about living according to the Spirit and according to the flesh. Material realities will fade away. And understanding this, we ask the question that our Lord posed to his disciples in his public ministry. What treasure do we amass here on earth that will last for all eternity, that will be a source of peace and happiness here and forever? And it is by the gift of the Holy Spirit that we are able to discern what are those important things, able to understand the questions we need to ask ourselves, and to seek out those remedies and those answers that will assure us of that life that our Lord promised us in being faithful to him, life abundant and life everlasting.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.